Joe, go back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man. Well, we got some good news. We got some bad news. We've got the good news on Saturday. I was a little worried about this game. All right, I'm going to start with the Canes. Were you a little worried about South Florida? They were 15 or 16 points, but I made the mistake of watching that damn Alabama game at Alabama. And in the fourth quarter, 6 minutes left, it's a pretty close game.
I wasn't worried until about 3 minutes left in the first half when they're behind. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm going to have to take everything I wrote about them, all the good words back, and say, okay, I overstepped the bounds early in the year about UM's back. They're great, great roster, great team. But then they turned it on. And that just seems so long ago to me after watching the Dolphin game, though. It seemed like all that feel-good about UM got swallowed up by my Dolphin bile.
The offense, the depth of the team, the quarterback play. I mean, everybody is talking about Cam Ward. I try to hold back on this. Because I'm watching college football. This guy's got a chance to be at the top of the quarterback list in the NFL draft coming up. Because, you know, this guy, he looks the part, man. He zips it. He's got a great arm. I'm not saying it's Josh Allen arm, but it's a damn good arm. There's going to be no question about arm strength with throws he makes down the field in tight windows.
And he can run. He can run. So you got both. All I know, he's a great college quarterback. He's all of a sudden, you see why so many teams were after him. You know, he comes from Washington State. We don't get a chance to see him. And all I heard is he's great.
He started as a one-star, two-star, zero-star. Like, nobody was talking about him.
Well, he started playing at I can't even think of the name, Immaculate Conception University or something like that before he transferred to Washington State. So he wasn't even recruited. Yeah. And now he's built himself up into a first-round pick. Are we there? I don't know. But
ask your friends at the Dolphins. They're good at evaluating quarterbacks.
Please.
And there's the flip side of the weekend. There it is. There's the other side where you went to bed Sunday night thinking, we've seen a lot of bad seasons, and when they go south, and can they save this one?
I was really looking forward to seeing Skyler. Third year, got a week to know he's the guy, got to play a little bit, didn't do much, but got to play a little bit in the Buffalo game. He's had a few starts. He's been in the system.
Nobody's had more walkthroughs than him.
Oh, that guy's the walkthrough king of, yeah.
Nobody bought in like Joe. Can I out you right now? The conversation we had before the game.
I thought he was going to.
He
play
told
better.
Me he thought the Dolphins had a chance to win the game.
I did.
Well, I thought they have a chance to win the game from the standpoint if they think they're a contender. You look across the league at all the teams winning with backups.
I pumped the brakes on the contender thing now, Dave.
Seattle's.
I think we're a little bit.
They thought they have a good team. If you have a good team, everybody else picks up that quarterback and takes some off them. Instead, they put everything on. The offensive line did not play well. The penalties, this is such an undisciplined team.
Don't have a good team, though. Maybe that's the problem. It's not a good team. I watched around the league. I don't know that the Dolphins aren't the worst team in football right now.
They're playing a team this week that's also in the running for that.
The
Giants
Carolina
looked better than the Dolphins did. The Giants are terrible. Carolina played really well. Like, you could certainly make the case that Dolphins are the worst team in football.
I got to tell you, a frustrating thing happened. Julian Hill with those penalties, and he's gotten a lot better. Listen, the receiver, you saw the receiver part of him late, kept make a couple, but that's just not acceptable. And by the way, they weren't like, yeah, boy, that's a gray area. I mean, he's grabbing guys.
You send a message to the team. We got to be a little more disciplined. You cannot put a guy out there who has four penalties. Three of them in the first. Were they all in the first half? Three of them were in the first half. I know. At some point,
he had four. Four of the penalties were his. But listen, the hat trick's nothing to be proud of.
At some point, you just say, just sit. You're sitting down for the rest of the game. We cannot allow this play to happen. Not just a message to him, but to the rest of the team that there are consequences when you play undisciplined like this.
But I thought this team, and so listen, there's no way to defend it because this team has had a year or two to look, knowing Tua's a starter, who's going to be your backup. They know the background of Tua, which has happened again, and they went all in on Skyler. Listen, Mike, we can pull up what Mike's had to say about Skyler now since preseason. And
not sure he had a choice, though, at that point, right?
Oh, come on. Sure you did. Teams were going out and getting backup quarterbacks right to the start of the season.
They thought in the offseason,
yes,
that was enough. And that was the time when everybody's moving and little trades are being made and those type of things. But Skyler cannot – I'm guessing he's not playing this week the way he looked after the game. But that's not good enough. And I'm not – by the way, he didn't look prepared. At one play, I see Seattle faking a blitz. I mean, they did a good job of here they come, and he's looking at him. The ball gets snapped. He drops it. It's a perfect
– he had two drop snaps in the
first half.
The snaps
were perfect.
Right? Yeah. At some point,
no blame in the center.
At some point in February or March, if Mike McDaniel and he has the tendency, as you mentioned, maybe to fall in love with players, that's not necessarily
that's one of the many theories. He is so positive, and he
that's who he is. That's who, at some point somebody in the organization, and Chris Greer's got to be the heavy at some point and say, wait, here we are.
Let's tell you. That relationship and being – he does a lot. They do a lot, both of them, Mike and Chris and Mike and Chris and me and I and me and you and always those two together.
You know, I think
– there it is.
You guys are probably more worried than we are.
We. He did a we. Earlier he said Mike and I were sitting talking about how much you guys were laughing about –
Is he chuckling about the offensive line now?
That press conference didn't age well. I told you, by the way, when he said all that nonsense.
I knew it would come back.
They better play well, or you're going to get it, man, because that was a very condescending press conference.
Teron can't finish a game.
No.
And look at what Teron does. The fact that he doesn't practice and plays as well as he does is amazing, but it's hard. I mean, yesterday, I don't know if you caught it, but Patrick Paul had to play some at left tackle because Austin Jackson got a little nicked up there, and so
you know what we're getting here this morning. By the way,
how can you?
When
keep
do you hit the reset button?
Well, not the third game of the year where you can't reset. But
what are you going to reset with?
I'm just asking you, man, because we're getting a lot of it.
What
this
do you
morning.
Want to do?
We're not
you got
there,
a quarterback problem.
We're not there
you
to
got
that
a,
show
you got a
yet.
Personnel problem with basically because you're GM. You got a coach that I don't think people believe in anymore.
No, that,
so
that,
at what
there's
point,
no question
like,
that that's
I know now. That it's early, Joe, but it just looks like it's not going to. I mean, you
well,
think
Woody,
it's going to turn
Woody,
around?
Woody, I appreciate you reading what everybody's
coming
in. I'm
trying to relay. By the way, I'm not so far off on that either.
You can't after three games. And listen, Mike did not have another great game calling plays or getting the most out of his guys and not getting his home run hitters the ball or some at-bats.
Well, let's go back to Teron Armstead, which I thought is a to me, this is a central point of the organization. They bring him in knowing he's hurt, and he keeps.
You know why they brought him
getting,
in? Because they couldn't draft and find a left
there
tackle.
There you go.
So
Austin Jackson couldn't play left tackle. Then they draft Liam Eichenberg to play left. He can't play left tackle. But the problem is they keep repeating this right to this year with Odell Beckham Jr. They bring him in, a guy who's played half the games in the last 4 years. And I get they get him for a good price. I get if he's healthy, he can help.
I was hoping these topics would be gone for a while. And
they aren't.
They popped right back up. You're right.
And so they have the oldest team in the league, and they have a team that they have a lot of guys who get hurt. It's not a good combination, especially when you need the team to help out a backup quarterback who's not very good to begin with.
So the follow-up to what Dave is saying is when, you know, is enough of this version of the rebuild that they've done?
They will tell you it's.
I don't care what they tell me.
Well,
I'm asking you what you think. Like I don't.
Well,
care.
You can't.
They
stop
sell.
That.
Look, they sell their nonsense. Whatever.
Yes, they do.
Okay,
but you can't
right,
stop after
team,
three games.
The rebuild isn't it right now. But are you saying you're saying? Okay, this continues
of what they're doing. The Tua version of the rebuild. You got a significant quarterback issue. Your offensive line still sucks. You can't get your two guys the ball that you paid a ton of money to.
All right. Yes, all fair.
I mean, God bless the
defense.
You want to
hear another
one? They did everything they could yesterday.
Let me give you another one, though, for everybody that wants to make a move like today with everybody. They've got the softest part of their schedule the next three games.
Yeah.
Well, you can say whatever you want. I'm watching the games, man.
If you were no,
Tennessee is horrific.
If you, if you were to really pick the Patriots that played the Jets were horrible, and the Colts, that guy gets down in the red zone and throws interceptions.
He's really bad.
If you're going to handpick a four games where you have to play a backup quarterback, these are the four games you would handpick on the schedule.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, your toughest game might have been yesterday.
And you know what? They're saying that in those markets, too, about us.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
Tennessee is like, thank God we got the Dolphins.
Yeah, no question. They're looking, going, which guy are we getting ready for, coach?
Yeah, how do we game plan for the quarterback? We don't even know who they're going to roll out.
Huntley's still trying to find a place. Well, he's from down here.
Which practice squad guy are they going to roll out this week?
All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here, but keep all those real rock and rolling thoughts going here today.
You know, I think you guys are probably more worried than we are.
Yeah. All right. Hey, tell you what I'm not worried about, and they've been busy. Baptist Health South Florida, those doctors have been busy trying to keep guys healthy. Hey, listen, I do have good news. We got great doctors. Baptist Health South Florida has put together one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go when they get injured? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. I'll trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Some of the top specialists in the country. Man, they see sports injuries for a living. Knee, any kind of knee problem you have, ACL, MCL, restructure, anything you need to have done, they do it all. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles, doctors. Next time you have an injury, hey, listen, if we're competitive and I'm still running around like I'm 20 years old getting injured about once a month playing tennis, it's nice to know whether you are competitive in your 60s or your kids are getting hurt. In a team sport or individual sport, you can see those same doctors who work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day for a living. And we got three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, fantastic, been down there. Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility. And yes, the new one for Broward County is just a home run on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. We got you covered, man. And whether you're in Dade or Broward, you can see those same doctors to work on million-dollar athletes every day. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As listen, we haven't said this. This is the first time I can say this year. Florida, Florida State, and Miami all won. I watched most of the games.
I was going to write a column last week about the state of college football. And when has Coral Gables been happy and Gainesville and Tallahassee haven't? When's the last time you have to go?
By the way, it's not even close to difference. We used to have nice debates about, hey, this should be a good game. And even when Miami's down, they always played Florida State tough. And you're looking right now, and Cal had a chance to beat Florida State.
All of a sudden, Cal might be the toughest game left on. No, they play at Louisville.
Yeah. Don't get carried away. But no, the Cal's a great story.
You're not up on your alma mater winning.
I love the quarterback. I'm a big fan of the quarterback.
Yeah, but this
he's from Columbus High School here.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that, really.
Yeah. Huh. No, the two brothers have been at Columbus and won state championships. One took over for the other, but they've had a nice run. They've been a big part of it.
We got all our local quarterbacks right down to Seattle's Geno Smith.
How about that from Miramar High? And then
I wrote on him in my column on Sunday and talked to his whole high school coach and receiver at Miramar and Georgia Tech, and West Virginia, and Geno Smith resurrected his career. For putting the Dolphins game aside, Geno Smith, his second act.
Don't worry,
nothing
like
his first act.
He made some really
good
throws yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he did. The ball got tipped in the air, and he was going down in the end zone and made a crazy
bonehead play.
Yeah, that was a crazy one, a bad one, real bad.
But he's brought competent play to the Seattle, and he's resurrected his career the past 3 years. Comeback player of the year, Pro Bowl player two times, and he's in top 10 in a lot of passing categories right now.
So listen, we sit here today and it's three games, but it's got a bad feel. There is no question about it. You're sitting here 1-2, and you have just put together two real turd games. 24-3 loss, 31-10 to the Buffalo Bills last Thursday or Thursday before. It's not good, those numbers. 1-for-12, 11 penalties, a lot of really bad penalties. And 0-for-3 on fourth down, 0-for-3, 205 yards. As Mike said, you score 3 points, you're not beating anybody in this league.
But I'll get back to what I wrote today. If only it was only the quarterback. If only it was Skylar Thompson or the situation they got, because I just don't see the rest of the roster picking up enough to help the quarterback. You know, this is a – you go across the league and how backup quarterbacks are winning. Malik Willis has won 2 in Green Bay. Now, the offense – they scored 30 points yesterday. I don't know exactly –
I think the great story of the NFL, to your point, is the backup quarterbacks who have guys that were first-round picks that everybody kind of gave up on has come back, and they're playing really well. The Sam Darnold story is nothing better than that one.
There are 4 touchdowns by Sam Darnold. Yeah, Minnesota looks for real. I mean, you can say all you want about Brian Flores, but in the last 2 weeks, he shut down San Francisco's offense, and yesterday they shut down who'd they beat? Another good offense.
Hey, by the way, let me just say Texans. Let me just say this: Brian Flores is this is not up for debate, because this has nothing to do with what happened down here. This is what he did in New England, and
he's a good coach. No one said that.
He
now
is a really
he
good
might lack
defensive coordinator. Now, maybe the way he handles quarterbacks and you talk
maybe to, just doesn't like quarterbacks. Look what he did to Brock Purdy and C.J. Stroud the last 2 weeks. So maybe just doesn't like quarterbacks.
He's a hell of a
period.
Coach. And Minnesota, one of the reasons besides Sam Darnold is their defense has been really, really good. I don't know where it's ranked right now, but gave up just 7 points to a really good Texans team that is loaded offensively.
But the Dolphins need some of that backup magic, some of that, you know, having the right guy coming into the right situation.
So what do we do, though? So I guess the point is this, and I'd say I didn't have a chance, Dave, and with your article to read it yet, but we're 3 games in. What can we do right now?
You got to win.
I don't know what's going on with Tua. I don't know if Tua gets back.
Well, that's we don't know.
The unknown, that's frustrating. Because what if the team goes, yeah, let's do it, and the league goes, nah, we took a big old PR hit. We think we're going to make you wait a little bit longer.
You want Tua back after what you saw Skyler go through yesterday?
Yeah, I do want
yeah,
him to come back.
After
that
Skyler,
beating that guy took?
Tua wouldn't have been hit like that.
Man, oh, man. Well, it doesn't take much, Dave.
But Tua would have known.
Correct.
He's smart enough, around the league enough to know.
If this wasn't his last wake-up call to play the way he did last year, he played smart last year. He did not do what he did.
I know, but the offensive line
frustrated.
Is
I know
an
you
issue.
Guys are going to hit me
no,
with
no,
the frustration.
No, 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 no. Yes, a lot of those hits Skyler took, those were on him. You know,
the one where he rolls out and he's just standing there right at the sideline waiting to throw the ball?
Yeah, that one.
How long do you think it
– Or the one he got hurt on, too.
By the way, that's like – that hit he took from that big guy behind him is like sitting at a stop sign, somebody not paying attention, it's texting, hits you going about 20 miles an hour. And then you got to call Cohen and Judah.
Okay, now you play winless Tennessee. You got to win that game. You got to – if you don't win that game – because
then
after
what,
that,
Dave, then what?
Well,
I want to hear that. I want to hear if anybody's got any answers.
Yeah,
we are getting ready for our 4th game and the softest part of our schedule, off what I've seen.
There is no soft part to the schedule.
I get it. You're right. By the way, you're right, because they're saying we're part of theirs now. You're exactly right.
I'd rather Will Levis than whatever the Dolphins are going to roll out.
You
there
realize
on
that teams today are getting ready for Tim Boyle. Teams are getting ready for Tim Boyle.
Hey, Tim Boyle
and Tyler Huntley.
Tim Boyle looked better than Skylar Thompson
he did.
Yesterday.
By the way,
okay.
By the way, good point. He did.
Now he's been on, I think, 5 or 6 teams.
Well,
now,
he's smart enough to get rid of the ball and realize, hey, you're all we have left, and not take big hits. I tell you, man, I was really, and I'm saying he's hurt, and I always feel bad when the young guys get hurt, but. I was disappointed. I thought Skyler, and I know Woody's laughing at me because I said this all last week. I thought he was going to play better. I thought he was going to play better.
Well, I thought he'd play better.
The game plan that they had against Buffalo as far as getting their wide receivers
I didn't
ball.
Think a quarterback in the NFL has been around 3 years and the team has put faith in, and a quarterback, a coach who is a quarterback whisperer, has put faith in could play that bad. And they it was misplaced faith. I don't put it on Skylar Thompson. I get that, but I put it on the organization for putting him.
I agree.
For putting him, believing him, and saying if the season falls to him, we'll be okay.
But if they're not having off season, even knowing Tua was healthy the full year, and now they come into that off season, and if they weren't going, hey, we got to kind of look at the numbers here in the league. More than half the NFL starting quarterbacks went down last year. We probably ought to do we have somebody to keep our season going with these great wide receivers and the speed we have at running back and Jonnu Smith and all the guys we've added? Are we okay to keep playing with and have a chance to win?
They don't have to go out and get an Andy Dalton like Carolina did. Look, who thought Malik Willis was any good when he left Tennessee? Now he's 2-0. As Green Bay starter, they scored 30 points yesterday, and maybe it was all defensive points. I don't know. But the point is that they're keeping their season going in a way. The Dolphins play Tennessee. They play at New England on Tom Brady Day, so that will be interesting.
Tom might as well catch a flight up with us.
And then you're at Indianapolis. So all of a sudden – while Tennessee is 0-3, this next three-game stretch that I thought, okay, they're going to come out of this. People were talking, remember the start of the, they could be 7-0 by
that
the time.
It was mostly Bo Camper that was doing that. Kim Bo Camper got on
was
that.
Was Kim
thing.
Doing that?
Oh, I couldn't slow him down.
Let's get him on the line. Ask him how that 7-0 predictions looking like my prediction that they'll win the AFC East.
Bo was just all fired up because Milpinas had such a great Olympics.
He had to take
it. He was riding high, and he thought everything would go well in his life, and Dolphins brought him back.
He got hit with it in a hotel from
somebody. It's Pavlovian. When you mention Bo, he goes right to Milpinas, right? It's like
just bad.
It's hometown.
It's bad, bad stuff. All right, we got to go to break here.
Somebody wants to call Cone and Judah to sue Chris Greer, by the way.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's funny. Harvey Cone and Gary Judah, you keep getting hit like that, you might have to call somebody because some of those hits were some of the hits he took yesterday.
What did you say on that play, by the way, when you called that? I mean, he's literally standing there.
Throw it!
Like, did you make it through that without cursing?
My guys have told me that because the team is there, we're on NFL films for everything to cut down on my cursing during the breaks. So I'm trying.
They put your brakes on NFL films?
Yeah, everything. Got everything behind the scenes. And he said they can use anything they want. So.
I'd love to hear the brakes. Those must have been good.
No, man.
I mean, the guy's just standing there.
Can I tell you who's really good? Since we're talking about this, now everybody's having fun with it. Harvey Cone and Gary Judah, partners of Cone and Judah. I always talk about injury law firm, personal injury, attorneys, implantation. And I always say this, man, the same partners who not only love the Miami Dolphins, but who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial, get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. I like the fact that Harvey and Gary treat the small guys and the big companies, everybody's going through something, the same. They really do. It doesn't matter. That's kind of what's made them successful. And you know when you walk in, they're going to take care of you. It's not going to be an attorney right out of law school here down the street. They're going to take care of it. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. They're always going to be there. You can get them on the phone, answer all your questions for you. Injuries caused by negligence of others. Just go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this. This is kind of a big one. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. You get the best guys to do all the work, trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or anything else. Harvey Cone and Gary Judah.
All right, I got a few things to get you caught up on here. First, a weather check brought to you by the DeMesvin and Dover Law from your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 82 degrees and sunny. There's no rain in the forecast, so that's good news there. We also have more good news. We have two chances for you this week, Wednesday and Friday, for you to win an autographed Mark Duper jersey along with a meet and greet and a photo op. You can keep listening for details on how you could win. Jerseys are courtesy of Sinbad Sports at the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets to meet Mark Duper. Just go to sinbadsports.com. Joey will have him in studio tomorrow.
Wow. Super Dupe's coming here.
Wonder what he thinks of the product.
Super
the
Dupe
field.
Honey.
He'll have a few things to say. I think all the alumni right now are having things to say.
I do know how he feels about how much love has been given to two guys on the outside compared to Clayton and he and Clayton. He's right about one thing. Do it for a decade and call us. Do it together for a decade or close to a decade, and then please call me.
He is big on that because last year I called him and Clayton to do a column on.
They're proud guys, man.
And they said he said they're doing great, but come back in a few years and let's see where they are. And that's a very valid point of longevity and can this offensive system keep going like it did for some and again I think defenses have somehow cracked the code of we're going to just take those two guys out and we'll let anybody else beat us. Go ahead.
I'm not buying that.
No?
No, and by the way, there a lot of people are. So you're telling me that I see all last year Tyreek Hill, 10, 11, 12 targets a game. Waddle, whatever, third of that, maybe half the targets and stuff. He found ways to get those guys the ball. He found ways. They don't run the one route. They don't run one route. I watch other guys on other teams.
They invented the motion, quick motion. Yeah.
They are getting guys open. They're getting their number ones the football. They're getting their number ones football. I'm not saying, you know, I just don't buy that all of a sudden, can't find Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And by the way, from what you paid them this offseason to how good they are to get that money, you need to find ways to get them the ball. More targets, more catches. I mean, if you're taking them out of the game.
Five targets for each of them yesterday. That's not enough. That's not enough.
One guy averaged more than that last year per game.
And yet, I get back. Buffalo, to me, they see him the most. They have a defensive-minded coach. They've taken them out of the games the last few times they've played them.
And now we're seeing all those screens, those short screens, those bubble screens outside.
Defense has caught up to that quick. Although, look, the game started yesterday, the first play, a well-designed pass that
was A-chan inside.
22 yards, and that's the longest play of the day. Yeah.
Do you imagine, by the way, we were sitting at training camp and someone would have told you through three games that the Dolphins would have the worst offense in football?
Is that what they are now, 11 points per game?
11 points per game.
Dead last.
Thank you to a text for this one. Is dead last. New England is at 13. Jacksonville's at 15. Another good point by a text earlier. The Dolphins don't fumble that thing out of the end zone. You know,
4-0-3, no question. Said that all last week.
They might be the worst team in football anyway. Giants, 15 points a game. Tennessee, 16.
Wow. You ever think? A team that averaged 29-plus points a game, second in the NFL, only to Dallas last year, if I'm not mistaken, and they are dead last.
So does this get to the preseason where none of the offense played?
No. Some of it?
I don't think so.
You're going to get that?
I think that's some of it.
I just think this is like much worse than
But I'd say at this point,
well, I think all things are in play.
Yeah.
I think all things get a percentage. Hey, let's talk about this. The roster's just not as good as last year. They missed some of those guys that aren't here. Maybe you needed them.
More on defense, though. Look at what they've lost at the front of the defense. Knowing Chubb and Jalen Phillips is playing, but he has to be bothered some by that Achilles still. And
Jalen Phillips looks, for a guy coming off an Achilles,
he looks great.
Good, I can't give the defense any crap this morning, though, man. They did their best to keep him in
They did their best. 17 first-quarter points.
I know,
you have a backup quarterback. You have him in a double deficit hole from the start. That's the third time this year they've been trailing double deficit. No, I'm not.
I think the defense played their ass off. And again, the team is completely, from a personnel standpoint, the team's a disaster. They're completely mismanaged. But I still think the defense played
You know what? You know what's crazy? Deshaun Hand actually played really well.
He did. He made a couple of nice plays.
He had great plays.
Yep.
And Calais Campbell at age 38 had a sack and tips a ball up in the air for Zach Sealer, who's having a really good season, who had a sack and an interception. By the way, how crazy is that? Our two best players right now on the defense, probably, if I'm wrong, tell me, Zach Sealer and Calais Campbell. I know David Long's had a lot of tackles and stuff, but those probably your two top guys, Zach Sealer and Calais Campbell. Most impactful play, obviously, Javon Holland's play that he made, but yesterday was not his best work.
I just think the defense can get a little bit of a pass today, man. How many times did the Dolphins
You're
get
right.
the ball?
Wait, what? No, there's no chance of that.
Dave,
no.
I think they stopped them like 5 or 6 times in a row. How many times did the Dolphins get the ball down 17-3? That's 2 scores, man.
They gave up 17 points in the first quarter.
I know, but that's 2
on
scores.
On the road. With a backup quarterback, you all of a sudden your backup quarterback's in a double point. You know who they missed though?
They picked the ball off at the 5.
We know you know who they missed. You know who's
you did get the ball in the 6, and they also got it again.
I get it. But
how many times can you have the ball at 17-3 and like you got to score a touchdown at least put a little pressure?
You're not
on
beating
Seattle.
Anybody, Dave. I understand the defense can't give up. I mean they knew they had to play probably better than that yesterday.
That's
but you
point.
Can't score 3 freaking.
Well, of course,
points,
of course.
24 is not terrible.
You
either,
can't
though,
beat
like...
Central High School play. I'm going to pull a Don Shula. We can't beat Central High School scoring 3 points.
I can find.
As one of the best high school football teams down here.
Andrew Van Ginkle had a sack for the 3rd straight game. He led Minnesota in tackles. You talk about.
Oh, now you got to throw that in
our rosters, face. Roster decisions.
How's Christian Wilkins playing? I didn't have a chance to.
I haven't looked at it.
Figure somebody throw that in our face.
When you go a full NFL game without scoring a touchdown, it's hard to really jump on the defense this morning.
Especially well, I think there's ample room for the roster, everybody on the roster. The whole
that
team
gets back
didn't
to the original
well.
Point. Do you pull the, at what point do you push the reset button on this whole thing? The roster's old. It's injured.
Woody, not after 3 games. I know you tried this in the 6 o'clock hour. Not after 3 games.
Yeah. I was seeing if you would budge here in the 7 o'clock hour.
When we said later in the season, we didn't mean an hour.
By the way, I understand our fan base is pissed, and they should be. They should be.
A lot of people put a lot of money into this, man. They're season ticket holders.
I got
you. They're into this, like...
This is the last thing you
it's
thought.
So
you
bad.
Thought what you saw in the 4th quarter in that first game, you went, all right, finally we're back. Yeah. What we've seen in Jackson. Okay, little start, a couple things going on here. They're good. And you've watched these last 2 games, and you go from, forget, can we just beat the good teams? Right now, everything comes into play. And you've got your softest part of your schedule coming up.
Monday Night Football.
Tennessee is
Monday
not
won
a game. And that guy is you talk about a guy, put pressure on him, he's liable to throw it to your mother, throw the ball to your mother.
Tennessee sunk their season last year with that brutal,
loss. That was it.
And now they come. If the Dolphins lose to this team, 0-3, if they lose to the Tennessee.
Well, I'm not having you on next Monday morning or Tuesday morning if that's the case.
Well, I think at this point you probably should stop taking shots at other teams' quarterbacks, by the way.
I could take it.
By the way, I'd take Levis all day over whatever the Dolphins are going to roll out
there. Well, you're going to take a starting quarterback in the NFL
by the way,
over
I'm not
the third stringer.
Well, I don't know if Levis is a starting quarterback for long, Dave, but I'd take him over. I don't even know who the Dolphins are going to play.
I was upset they didn't have him. Mike said it too, that they didn't have Skyler Moore prepared. He literally, I don't know if he got caught up in the moment or like you're in the huddle, you should feel pretty. I know always felt good when I looked in the huddle and I saw Clayton and Duper, Marino and Dwight, and that thought this is a good start to life right here, man.
Well, that was a great opportunity for him. Your whole offense is intact.
There's a lot of confidence in that huddle. There's not lack of confidence when you're standing out there with Tyreek and those guys. And
hey, the first-round quarterback people like Omar said take Penix or whatever are not looking so crazy right now. What did Chop Robinson do yesterday?
Oh,
he nearly had a blocked punt.
That
was exciting.
Well, there's a question. The other question, you come into a season, and I get a rookie class isn't going to be great, but you expect some help, right? And Chop Robinson here and there, you see he almost blocked a punt. But Paul got in the game. Well, second round pick, you're not getting any impact.
No.
And I get we're early. I'm writing off the rookie class.
That's going to come into play too.
But we're 3 years of no rookies really other than Achane. I'll get that right.
It doesn't matter.
I can spell it. That's all.
Listen, he keeps, yeah. By the way, I give that guy credit, man. He plays. He limped off the field twice yesterday and came back and played. Matter of fact, told the trainers, get out of my way. I'm going back in.
After a 29-touch game when he was questionable the game before. Awesome, so, yeah, I mean, there's the one guy, but you need more than that. All one right. guy in three drafts.
We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Well, listen, folks.
You want to calm things down and read some texts?
Yeah, we'll
everyone's
we'll do
real
that.
Relaxed on
we'll,
that.
But Woody will have everybody.
But
going
I will
into
tell you this,
year.
Woody. There's nothing you and your friends can do after three games. This is what we have, man. This isn't our. Let's bring in our new recruiting class and we'll play them. This is
transfer portal.
No.
NIL money ain't going to help at this
there's
point.
There's nothing.
So they just leave Cam Ward at the stadium overnight, and they just like sneak him out.
Take him in a heartbeat. Hey, I want to talk to you about Loctite for just a second. Still hurricane season out there. Boy, I'll tell you what, you never know. I guess we've got some more brewing out there, some more storms brewing out there for some potential rain and wind and all that stuff, and it is hurricane season. We got more time left. And if you've been thinking about it and you haven't done anything about it with impact windows and doors and even a roof that's a little leaky right now, I just want to tell you, Loctite would love. Chev over there is always talking about, hey, Joe, tell him, come on over here, man. We'll take care of him. This thing is growing for a reason. We got great people. We do a great job, and we do something else a lot of folks don't do. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per month per window installed. There's one thing you can do during hurricane season. That's protect your home. The best products as quickly as possible, and that's what Loctite is all about. Chev's always been about that and is in the company over there. As good as the roofing part of the company as they are with Impact Windows and Doors. I'm telling you right now, don't wait for another storm. Let's get rolling on it. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area. They're in West Broward, but take care of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that. And that can be a big hassle. Loctite's a licensed and insured contractor. Here's a phone number, very experienced people to help you answer all your questions and have somebody come out and take a look. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625 for Loctite, ready to help you today.